selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they mass so come rain, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social slide, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they mass up from rain, they burn, the kids, no more leaves, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah. Back around again.
how this is handled. Got it. Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. My sincerest of apologies. I have no idea what's going on here. I could not get to my Skype, and I spent the last better part of the hour cleaning and rebooting and cleaning and rebooting, and finally got it up. I have no idea. It's been running great for the last few weeks, and now all of a sudden we got problems again. So, anyways, I want to, before I get too far in this, I want to, I posted some stuff up on Facebook the other night. And it seems to have hit a nerve with some people, which is good. I don't like Facebook, but I use it. You can move the word pretty quick on Facebook. And I was just putting in some stuff about this anti-Islam nonsense is going on here in this country, among many other things, but it seemed to hit a nerve with some people. And one of the gentlemen, I want to thank all those people, and there was a pile of you that joined my Facebook page, which is Rock the Boat Radio Facebook, I guess. And we got a lot of new people on my Facebook in the last couple of days. I want to thank them because obviously people are getting their act together and waking up quicker and quicker and quicker. But one of the gentlemen, we get down here to my Facebook page, one of the gentlemen, I've been saying for quite a while now that this is World War III, and it's a spiritual, psychological war. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And this Islamic or Muslim invasion is basically the infantry of the enemy, the foot soldiers. And they've opened up the borders in countries across the West. Not Saudi Arabia, none of these places, none of the Arab countries are taking any of these so-called migrants. It's only Western nations. And there's a reason, because they're being flooded in here to take us down. And our governments are behind us. So there was a guy, as soon as I find this page that he posted to, I posted this over to another Facebook page, and the gentleman put a rather interesting article in there. He's been scratching his head as well, and let me see as soon as I can dig out where this thing's at. We'll dig that out, and we will read some of it. And while I'm looking for it, a little town south of me, about a half an hour, the Huron gay community is, or Pride, I guess they call themselves, the Pride community, is asking the town of Goderich, Ontario. Now they have a city square. It's like a wagon wheel. They have the town hall and the courthouse and that in the center of a park. And then it's like a wagon wheel with spoke streets coming off of it. And they want to, the Pride community wants to put a big rainbow sidewalk or crosswalk from one side of the street over to the park. And they're willing to pay for it. And they've taken it to council, and council's going to chew this over and make a decision on March the 20th, I think it is. Now, the Pride people are saying, we realize that this isn't a metropolitan area, but we want to be able to show that we too, when people come from the city up to the lake, that we too are an inclusive community. And this kind of garbage has got to stop. We're a minority of the population, but we want the general population to bend over and, in that case, take it. We have the same problem with this Islamic influx here. Total, very minute minority at this point in time. We have some Muslims in our federal government now on purpose, and they're spewing off that they want legislation that anybody that even has a negative thought about a Muslim or Islam will be hauled before the hate crimes tribunals. This also has to stop. When the minority, and I'm talking very small minorities, the Pride group is a very tiny minority, and so are the Muslims and the ones pushing Islam. And the general population is basically living in fear that if they look the wrong way at somebody or say something that might upset somebody, this is how you kill free speech, through fear. And my attitude is very simple. You have got to say what you mean and mean what you say. And if somebody is offended, well, damn it, they can walk away. Because anything less than that, you got duct tape over your face. And if you're running around or walking around and you've got something to say and you can't bring yourself to say it because you're fearful, then they got you. And this decline of the West will just continue. They're basically using the Jew thing. And the Jews are the ones that are behind multiculturalism and this pride nonsense and all the rest of these things. And they keep using the same thing. You can't say anything negative about a Jew because of this so-called Holocaust. Well, personally, I don't give a damn. I just say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And if you don't like it, well, tough luck. Now, here's a story here that a Danish man who filmed himself burning the Quran has been charged with blasphemy. Well, Islam is not the religion of the Danes. And I guess this particular Dane was just trying to express that. And so now he cannot say what's on his mind, and therefore he is screwed. Ah, damn it, this ain't the right site. Unless his post is way down here. Maybe, wait a minute. Anyways, what the guy was talking about was, do I still have that open here? Maybe I can get to it that way. Damn it. It's a very important thing. And it's not in this one. Which Facebook was it on? Let me see if I can find. It's very important because it spells out exactly. Oh, And I'll be ticked. I've lost too much of this stuff. Shit. I don't have it here. And I'm not on the right Facebook. But anyways, what the guy was explaining was that this influx, it goes way back to the 600s and how the Muslims operate. And even, you know, you see, they'll show you pictures of Muslims that got drowned or run over or killed or whatever. And what he was showing was that these migrants, those that emigrate into new countries in order to take them over, if they die getting there, they don't have to be using suicide bombs or anything. They just simply die there because they're working for Allah. And so it's an honor for them to lose their lives as they strive to take over other countries. Now, what's going on in this particular country is that not only have we left our borders wide open, even when the police, I've seen pictures of the police kind of, shadowing these people. But I haven't seen any women coming across the border or children coming across the border. It's the same thing they were talking about in Europe. These guys are between 17, basically, and 30 or whatever. And this is the age of military. This is the age of the fighting man. And this is who is moving into our nations. We have all kinds of, we have Fredericton on the east coast of Canada. We got Montreal, we got Toronto, and several other places that are renewing their stance of being a sanctuary city. They have councils now voting to become a sanctuary city. Well, you can't be a sanctuary city here because it goes completely against the immigration law. Now, when you have your city councils passing bylaws, I guess it would be, because that's all they can really pass, that they're going to be a sanctuary city. What they're saying is that we no longer recognize the so-called rule of law of the nation and the federal government, and we're just going to sidestep it, and we are going to accept however many of these invaders that we want, which means that this nation, for all intents and purposes, has become lawless. And people got to wake up to that fact. Like, if your local city council can thumb its nose at federal law, and it's not really law, it's all just legal shit, but we'll stick with it because that's what they're under. How is it that they can thumb their nose at the federal law of the nation, immigration law, to keep those that may endanger the men, women, and children who live in the nation? That's because every single city, town council is all pushing the UN globalist corporate agenda. As is the federal and provincial governments. So they're really just doing what they're expected to do. They're playing their part. And I have not seen any statement from the federal government saying that if you allow illegal immigrants into your cities and towns undocumented, and then turn around and give them health care. This is sound like what happened in the States. Excuse me. This is what happens in the States. We have a government that is willfully working to destroy the nation. And that's their job, really. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and people can't figure out why they're doing it. It's very simple, because that's what they're supposed to be doing, because every nation is a member state of the United Nations. And are treasonous as hell. I'm going to have to keep looking for this thing till I find it, because I really want to read it to the people. I had it, and I lost it. And it was posted on one of these freaking sites that I put it on. But this guy, you know, he did some digging and nailed it. And I don't know where in the hell it went to. Anyways, this is a post I put up. I put a picture of the Prime Minister, Tinkerbell Trudeau, and this Muslim woman who isn't who she said she was, and is lying through her teeth. And here's a picture of them arm in arm with these great fake psychotic smiles on their faces. I just put a post in on Facebook, and it said they smile as they conspire to destroy this nation. World War III is well underway. It is a spiritual psychological war brought to us by those who created the UN and its satanic web of organizations. The UN Global's corporate takedown of nation states, mass depopulation, and control of all resources on the planet. And that is one of their goals. I said the two in the picture, facilitators of the UN globalist corporate agendas, the conspirators, smile at us knowing their job is to destroy us. Then the question becomes, will we stand up or are we going to continue to stand down? This is about respect for our forefathers who came to this nation to get out from the boot of tyranny from where they came from, start a new life, a life of freedom. A lawful life, not a damn legal life, but a lawful life. And this is about showing respect for them. It's also about the care of the children and the future for those not yet born. Because if we don't stand up, what comes after us is screwed. So we have to be strong and we have to be resolute. And that seemed to hit a nerve. The thing's been flying around big time. And I'm really irritated. I can't find. Because I also went and looked for it. I don't remember the word it was called. There was a word for it, what it was called, what the Muslims are doing, and I went to Wikipedia to read it, and this guy does a lot more in depth on it than what. Than what I can explain to you, and I really got to find that. If I don't find it tonight, then damn it, I'll find it. I'll find it somewhere. Where, though? I don't see it. Well, that really sucks because I had it. No, I don't got it. Now here's a story here that actually I saw Michael Schmidt, the milk guy who's been fighting for 20 some years, actually posted it on his Facebook. And I had just finished reading it when I noticed that Michael had posted it on his, and all he did was he put up the story and said it takes courage. And it does take a certain amount of courage, but those who do possess some courage need to be speaking out so that it's less difficult for those with less courage to also speak out. So we have an anti-vaccine teacher found guilty of professional misconduct here in Ontario. And I did, I'm going to try and get a hold of this guy. I did have a teacher on my show some time ago. I don't know what it is, a couple, 3 years ago, maybe longer. And he was scared to death to come on the show, and so we did the show, and he did a really wonderful job. And but he got back to me, and he described what's going on in the schools. I mean, it's locked down. I mean, you got duct tape on your face. You are not allowed to say anything outside what the agenda is. You are not allowed to criticize the agendas that are being put through the schools. You can't discuss it. You just sit there and shut up and keep lying to the kids. And so after he did the show, actually what he ended up doing was he ended up being a fill-in teacher because he was really starting to get a rough ride at the school he was at because he would want to sit down and talk in the lunchroom to the teachers and that, and they didn't want nothing to do with it. So he was kind of concerned for his job, so then he decided he would float schools and work as a fill-in, and that way he wouldn't be subjected to the nonsense in one school, and hopefully he could get some word out. But you know, he got back to me, I don't know, a day or two after the show, and you know, again expressed how frightened he was to do the show, and but was damn glad he did it because he said, having done the show, I've made the decision. And I go, what is it? And he said, I'm not going to lie to the children anymore. Okay, and that's all we got to do. We just got to speak the truth. Truth will always overcome the lies if there's enough people speaking the truth. Anyways, this Ontario high school teacher who disrupted, get this, an immunization clinic and discourage students from getting vaccinated has been found guilty of professional misconduct, the Ontario College of Teachers has ruled. Timothy Sullivan, a veteran science teacher with the Grand Erie District School Board, described the immunization clinic as an assault and battery while under oath at his disciplinary hearing. Now, there's an old book about vaccines that I have on my blog somewhere. And it's from, I think, 1902 or somewhere in that neck of the woods. It's quite old. And the doctors in that, when they started vaccinating the soldiers way back then, they actually wrote a letter to the president. And they referred to the vaccination process as blood murder because you're destroying the blood. When you're pumping shit into your bloodstream, there's going to be some effects. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, they're pumping, I don't know what it is, 30, 60 vaccines into these kids by the time they're 18 years old. Yeah. It is assault and battery. And the children really don't have an option to opt out, because if they don't get, if their vaccinations aren't up to date, then they can't come to school. So it is assault and battery, because it's without your consent. Now, this kills me again. The name of the Brantford area school is under a publication ban in order to protect the identities of the students. The college has the power to revoke the certificate of a teacher found guilty of professional misconduct. But in this case, it is proposing a reprimand and a one-month suspension of Sullivan's teaching certificate. In other words, this is to scare you that if you wish to continue your career as a teacher, we will suspend you for 1 month, and you sit down and you think about what you've done, mend your ways, call it a re-education class, and then you can come back. It is also asking that Sullivan take courses on professional boundaries, ethics, and anger management. In other words, put the duct tape on, son. The three-person independent discipline panel hearing the case has yet to rule on Sullivan's penalty. Shortly after the guilty ruling, Sullivan stormed out of the hearing room and did not return. So the incident happened way back on March the 9th, 2015. So it says here, Sullivan entered the routine immunization clinic being held in the school cafeteria on three occasions to demand detailed information about the vaccines, and according to a witness, shouted at the students not to get vaccinated. Now, you would think that anyone has the right to say anything at any time. That would be called free speech. And that anyone has the right to voice their opinion at any time. That would be freedom of thought. But apparently not. If you say something negative about global warming, if you say something negative about vaccines, if you say something negative about pride or LGBTQ, if you say something negative about Black Lives Matter, if you say something negative about any of the programs or about the Islamic invasion, you are going to be reprimanded. And when you take all this stuff into consideration, there's not much you can discuss anymore. So you're forced to submit or live in fear. And, you know, you're walking on glass, man. So Angela Swick, who is a registered nurse with the Holland North Fork Health Unit, told the hearing she felt, are you ready for this? This is another thing that just makes me want to puke. This is a registered nurse. Okay, a registered nurse told the hearing she felt threatened and intimidated. Well, what'd he do? He wants to know what the hell's in the vaccines. The nurses don't care. The doctors don't care. Well, we're just here to put them in your arm. We don't think. We're stupid. We just do as we're told, because if we don't do it, we're going to get reprimanded. So he shouted at the students not to get vaccinated. But Angela Swick, a registered nurse, felt threatened and intimidated by a teacher voicing his opinion. Swick informed the school's principal, who attended the clinic and locked the doors Sullivan was using to enter the clinic. At one point, she said, another teacher was brought in to keep an eye out for Mr. Sullivan. After this, Swick said she contemplated shutting down the clinic. We were concerned as it was an unsafe environment. Now, let me get this straight. A teacher walks in and wants to know what the hell's in these vaccines and then tells the students not to allow them to vaccinate. And this all of a sudden becomes an unsafe environment. This has to stop, people. The college also submitted as evidence a letter from a student who said she was scared after Sullivan told her she could die from the vaccine she was about to receive. His conduct caused fear and concern, college lawyer Christine Wadsworth said in her closing arguments. He did not act as a role model that day. What is a role model in the school system? A role model in the school system is to lie to the children. That's what a role model is. You want to indoctrinate them into early sex ed. You want to get the headscarves on the children. You want to fill their arms full of needle marks. You want them to believe that the world is ending because of global warming. You are putting panic and fear and confusion into the children. But that is a role model. No, that's child abuse. It's not a role model, it's child abuse. It's a clinical case of child abuse. Mental and physical child abuse. Well, we don't see it that way. No, you wouldn't. Say the teacher. You wouldn't. The teachers don't see it that way. They see it. Everything that gets propagated to these clowns, they just puke it out to the students. I've talked to teachers. And for most part, except maybe for their particular subject they teach, they ain't real bright people. A teacher's job is to challenge the students. Not get the students to submit, but to challenge the students. To challenge the information that they're being told. But if you do that, you become a threat. Sullivan said he could not afford a lawyer and represent himself with a sometimes unorganized and unorthodox defense. Maybe he's mentally ill. But that's what that infers. Canadians are not aware of the serious side effects of vaccines. They're not informed. That is why I did what I did, Sullivan told the hearing in his closing arguments. Let me see what Mr. Sullivan had to say. Canadians are not aware of the serious side effects of vaccines. True. They're not informed. True. And that is what I did, why I did what I did, Sullivan told the hearing in his closing arguments. Now, did Mr. Sullivan do something wrong? No, he was attempting to inform some people about the possible negative effects of these vaccines and get them informed about vaccination. But you can't do that. That's a threat. Who's it a threat to? It's a threat to the machinery that's trying to take us down. Speaking with reporters, Sullivan said he is not an anti-vaxxer, but pro-informed consent. Sounds fair. Speaking with reporters, Sullivan said he is not an anti, throughout the hearing, he attempted to argue that the nurses administering the vaccines at the school did not have the required informed consent of the students in order to perform a medical procedure. He is absolutely correct. But the students don't know they have the right to not consent to a vaccination. They're told that if they're vaccinations are not up to date. They can't attend school, so they don't see any option. The incident in the immunization clinic was not the first trouble the school had with Sullivan regarding his beliefs about vaccines. Brian Quittesberg, the principal at the time, told the hearing he'd received multiple complaints from teachers and students about Sullivan's anti-vaccine views prior to the clinic. One incident involved a student of Sullivan's giving a class presentation on the subject of vaccines. An email Quittesberg received from the student's parent, submitted as evidence at the hearing, said that Sullivan interjected early and often in the presentation and argued the information was incorrect. The email said Sullivan's anger level escalated to the point that the student left the classroom in tears. Quittesberg sent a letter to Sullivan warning him about his behavior and outlined how to deal with the issue in the future. Approximately 2 weeks later, the incident at the immunization clinic occurred. Now, who is Sullivan? He's a guy that apparently gives a damn and cares about the children. He cares. He's obviously, you don't have to do a lot of reading on vaccines. One vaccine in particular that they like to give is, now I'm going to forget that damn thing, the, what is that vaccine, Artie, you get when I got that fish hook in my finger? What is that thing called? What? What is that vaccine? Anyways, that particular vaccine, it's very common when people, you know, they get cut they're always trying to give you that vaccine. And I don't know what it's about. They were trying to give it to me last time. And I said, no, thanks. Just get the fish hook out of my hand. I'll be good to go. And then they came back and offered me a combo vaccination, which was, I had it and lost anyways. They're going to give me a whooping cough and this other vaccine. And I said, no, I'm just here to get the fish hook out. I'll be fine. Thank you very much. And then they went and talked to the doctor and said, you know, he don't want to take the vaccine or the combo. And what do we do? So the doctor came in and he started explaining to me that it was a horrible, horrible way to die. And I should take the vaccine. So I don't know if anybody died who didn't take the vaccine, so I'm good to go. And then they wanted me to sign some paperwork saying that absolving them from any responsibility because when I died, this horrible death from not taking the vaccine. And it's absolutely ludicrous. These doctors don't seem to know what they're doing. And who's on? Is that phone ringing? Yeah. Want to see who that is? Anyway, so I was talking to a lady who... I'll have to call him back later. That's just a guy I know calling in about the Bundy trial or something. So anyways, I'll do him later. Anyways, I had a lady explaining to me the vaccine that they were trying to give me. It was a vaccine. People were dying from horse gut. Okay, it was a bug in a horse gut. And I guess a lot of people died from it back in things like the Civil Wars and that, when a bunch of horses were getting blown to pieces, and people were bleeding, and they were wounded, and then the bacteria, whatever, from the gut of the horse would get into the cut. Tetanus shot. Jesus, how long did that take to drag out of my head? The tetanus shot. And I said, so you telling me that this tetanus shot they're trying to give everybody every time they stub a toe or cut their finger, unless you're getting the whatever out of the horse gut into your cut, you're not going to get tetanus. And she goes, exactly. Now, how many people have a tetanus shot that don't need a tetanus shot? Now, there's big bucks in vaccines. The other vaccine, which was the polio vaccine, and that was going on just when I was very young. And I found some documents, I think it was out of Poland some years back, and it grafted the, I believe it was Poland, where they didn't vaccinate for polio. And the other graph, which was the people, the countries that vaccinated. And you could lay those charts over top of each other, and they were identical. Because that's what a virus does. It comes in hard, and it continues to be manipulated, and it weakens. And it either goes to sleep or completely dies out. So what use are the vaccines? I haven't found a use for them yet. I know the United Nations says there's big money in it, and they want to keep pushing them. I know the United Nations wants to massively depopulate the planet. I know that from the start of the vaccines to now, I'm hearing some ridiculous numbers, you know, up in the 60 range. Number of vaccinations that a child takes by the time they're 18. There's something wrong with that picture. Now, I don't know how informed Mr. Sullivan is on the vaccine situation, but obviously he has some concerns, and he's concerned for the children's health, the students' health. And he would like to know what's in these vaccines. But he becomes a problem, because what he's doing is he's starting to get the students to question the vaccines. We can't have that, says the school board and the health department and the government and the UN and the vaccine makers. I don't take vaccines. I don't take pills. I don't take any drugs. And I don't intend to start. Maybe I'll take the Islamic vaccination. Maybe we should have an Islamic vaccination or a political vaccination so that we all become immune to the bullcrap that's being shoved down our throat 24/7. Maybe that's the vaccination we need. Maybe that'll wake up the world. Good God, the world had better wake up soon. Anyways, I want to apologize in this last minute here. I do not know what's wrong with this computer. I don't know if I'm being hacked or what the hell is going on. I'm usually pretty good at cleaning. And I apologize. Take care.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn,